plenty of space, little one. Do you want to be somewhere else? No. Okay. So please, please do bear in mind that there is absolutely nothing you need to do and nothing you need to achieve and nothing you need to make happen. There is only the practice as an invitation, a series of invitations to your body and to your awareness. So please don't feel that there's a right way to experience this practice, especially if you've just had lunch and you're in a warm spot. If you snore too loudly, we might poke you. Other than that, you're okay. That's about it. Okay. So I thought today, it being Krishna's birthday, we might do a yoga nidra focused on love and joy, basically. That might be a nice idea. At any point that you need to adjust your position to move yourself, know that that's absolutely fine too. But it can be nice to play with the idea of staying present and with staying still. Not as something that you need to achieve, but as something that can, if you edge towards that through the practice, presence and stillness is an interesting combination to experience. So, the primary and most profound invitation is to allow yourself to be welcomed, to be loved indeed by the earth. I said it yesterday, but I'll say it again. You are currently traveling through space at thousands and thousands of miles an hour, spinning as you go. On an enormous rock, covered in all manner of green and beautiful things, hurtling through the void. And yet, such is the love of the earth for you that you feel still and held. Such is the love of the earth for you that you feel still and held. So, that is my first invitation to you, that you know that. And that as a result, in the knowledge of that, you can allow your very bones to settle a little bit deeper. And in as much as you are held and beloved, loved by the earth herself, so also you are so loved by each and every creature on this planet that they breathe out so that you may breathe in. They breathe out so that you may breathe in. So, my second invitation to you, to open to that invitation, to that love in each and every inhalation, each and every breath. Okay, I have a little request for people near the door. Can we just help this lovely lady on crutches get through? That's it. Thank you. Thank you so much. Okay, so the welcome, the love of the earth for you, and the love of the creatures in it that breathe out so that you may breathe in. So that with each inhalation and each exhalation, may you remember that you are loved and that you are love. You are loved and beloved in each and every part of yourself. So that my next invitation to you is to move around your body. And as I name each part of the body in turn, you can, if you wish, imagine one small kiss placed there. And it may be by someone or something that you love. It may be by a tiny imaginary butterfly, whatever works for you. Maybe it's just being kissed by the air or the ground itself. And you can begin with the crown of the head. One tiny, perfect kiss on the crown of the head. And in the center of the eyebrows. And the center of the throat. The inside of the right shoulder. Right elbow. Right wrist. And one by one, each and every finger and thumb on your right hand in turn. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And those tiny kisses travel back up through the wrist, elbow, inside of the right shoulder, the center of the throat into the left shoulder now, the inside of the left shoulder, and the inside of the left elbow. And the inside of the left wrist, and each and every finger and the thumb on your left hand now in turn. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And traveling back up, left wrist, elbow, inside of the left shoulder, the center of the throat, and down to the heart center, the center of the chest in line with the physical heart, and a tiny kiss there too. And one on the left side of your chest, and one on the right side of the chest, back to the heart center, and down to the navel, one tiny little kiss on your navel, and one on the inside of your right hip, right knee, right ankle, and each and every toe on your right foot now. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Traveling back past the ankle and knee and hip, and over to the front of the left hip and knee and ankle and each and every toe on your left foot now. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. To the ankle, the knee, left hip, and then back to the navel. My invitation to you is to stay with the heart center. Staying with that heart center and feeling it rise and fall on the breath. Maybe you can feel all of those tiny, tiny kisses all over the body. And the heart rising and falling with the breath now. Rising and falling with the breath, and maybe even beyond the physical heart, in the heart center, a space in the center of the chest. A feeling of expanding and drawing in. Expanding and drawing in. And if you'd like to, you can time that with your breath so that with each breath in, you can feel your heart expand. And with each breath out, you can draw back in like a gentle embrace, a squeeze, a hug around yourself. and how wide you expand, and how much you draw in, is up to you. There's no right way to do this. There's no competition. Maybe it's something that's small and sweet and just for you in this moment. Maybe today your heart is overflowing and you can hold the whole field or the whole world. Just finding that pulsation, expansion, contraction, opening and embracing. Opening and embracing. And just maybe, maybe you are aware of so much love that you can feel both of those at the same time. Maybe you can feel that your heart is wide and full, and yet also squeezed and gently embraced. Maybe. And then you can let that go. And my invitation to you, and it's all just invitation. If it makes sense to you, if it feels good to you, is to imagine yourself wandering out from this temple, out into the fields and the pastures. Maybe moving barefoot, gently touching the soft ground. Kissing the ground with the soles of your feet with each and every step. And maybe there's such a feeling of ease, such a feeling of joy, that you can keep going and keep walking and keep wandering, knowing that you're safe. Out into the good green earth and the good day. And maybe in your wanderings, you see someone or something in the distance, and that person, and everything's a person. It could be a human being, it could be a tree, it doesn't really matter. Whoever that being is, whatever shape that being has, if you feel drawn to it and going to meet it, going in effect to meet your beloved for this moment. This is that perfect moment of meeting. Where you can meet another being, heart to heart. Maybe eye to eye if they have eyes. Maybe hand to hand if they had hands. And just enjoy that meeting. One moment of unconditional intimacy. Absolute love. Whatever that means to you. And you can spend as much time as you wish in that moment. You can hold that moment and return to it. Above all, you take that moment and hold it in your heart with lightness, with gentleness, with joy. Whenever you're ready, you can find a way, whatever way makes sense to you, whatever way feels right to you, to take your leave for now of that beloved. Maybe there's an embrace. Maybe there's an exchange. Maybe there's just one tiny kiss. Maybe there's just a smile. And then when you're ready, my invitation to you now is to imagine turning and making your way back slowly, delicately, across the good, the green earth, and through this radiant day. Everything you touch is beloved. Everything you meet is an opportunity for that connection. Finding your way back, little by little, to our beautiful little temple here. And becoming aware, perhaps, just of the skin on your body, of the gentle caress of air on your face and hands and arms and anywhere else, of the warm embrace of clothes and the support of whatever is underneath you. And as you become aware of that, beginning just to invite your breath to deepen, and finding tiny, tiny movements at the edges of your body, with your fingers and with your toes. Tiny, tiny, tiny movements. And I want to introduce you, those of you who aren't aware of it. Yeah, this is my word of the summer. It's the word pandiculation. It's a beautiful word. And I'm going to teach you this highly secret technique. What you do is, in some way that makes sense to you, you curl up. So you squeeze in. Maybe you don't even move. Maybe it's just the muscles moving against the bone. Or maybe your knees come in. Maybe your head even comes up towards your knees. In whatever way feels right, you find a squeeze. Find a good squeeze. And then through that squeeze, you stretch back out. So you push right through it in a loving way. And then most importantly of all, at some point you find a release. And it's really, really good to sigh at that point if that feels like something you want to do. If you yawn, you've got it bang on. You're at the advanced level. But the nice thing is, it's even better if you do it 2 or 3 times. So if you'd like to, you can do it again. It's a squeezing in of some kind. Doesn't even have to be symmetrical. You can have one leg going one way, as long as you don't poke anyone in the ear unexpectedly. There's a squeeze, and there's a stretch, and there's a release. And if you're an addict already, you can do one more in your own time. And you don't even really need to move that much, because the thing is, I'm about to hand over to Jagannath, who's going to do some stories for us. So you don't even have to move that much. Maybe you just want to wriggle around so you can hear more easily. But the practice of Yoga Nidra, for now, is over.